Oh, it's Friday, and that means we got a chance to talk with Chris Anderson at Anderson's Market in Mason City. And Chris, good morning to you.
Good morning to you too, Mr. Tim.
How are you today?
Finer than a frog's hair.
Yeah, okay. All right. Hey, I'll take finer than frog hair. That works on a Friday. Are you ready for trick-or-treat stuff with the weekend?
Yeah, now I don't have... I've got my costume on. Oh, I've had it on all the time.
Oh, my goodness. So what's in that store out on 19th Street at Anderson's Market that people should be interested in seeing?
Well, Susan left me a message last night, and it said that the painted pumpkins and the jack-o'-lanterns and the straw bales are going to be half price. All the rest of the fall stuff is a dollar an item. Except for like the little jack-o'-lanterns, they're like four for a dollar. The little boos and Jack B. Littles. The ones that was a dollar are four for a dollar.
Oh, my. Yeah.
And apples, 50 cents a pound off. Got a lot of apples. And we got a new shipment of spreadable cheese in. So Michael's going to be happy. He can get his beer cheese.
I have got to pick some of the spreadable cheese up. What do you remember what other varieties they have right now?
No, I don't, because I go along with Michael. But yeah. I know there's like vegetable and cranberry. There's other ones. I just don't know for sure.
Yeah, I've had a couple of different kinds, and they are really, really good.
Yeah, well, I'm going to get a thing that's this beer one give to Michael today because it's his birthday.
Oh, it's Michael's birthday today?
Yeah, he's 52.
Oh, my. So. He's just a kid.
I know. I don't know how I can have a kid that old. I don't feel like I'm old enough to have a kid that old.
So what? You're just, what, 62, 63 then?
I figure maybe I'm 52.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll go with you. That's all right. That's, yeah.
My bride says she's 39.
Oh, man. Okay, everybody needs to go to the store then today. Will Michael be at the shop?
Well, when he wakes up.
All right.
I think he got to bed, well... Last time he talked to me, his ETA was after 1 o'clock.
Oh, my goodness. Well,
he was on his way back from Evansville, Indiana.
That's maybe I shouldn't even ask.
Well, you know, the store was going to be open after Christmas, but with Susan's health problems, and she was the one that was going to be doing it, they've given up that idea this year. Gonna maybe do it again next year.
Okay.
So Michael's got to make money, so he's busy on his antiquing right now.
Oh, I got it. Well, listen,
it was an online auction. He bought a whole bunch of whole pickup load out there. He went and got it last night. He says Susan's got to put it on because it's Christmas and Christmas and more Christmas.
Oh, gosh, that's good. That is good stuff. Well, listen, happy birthday to Michael. That's really good. I'll stop by and if he's around later on, I might even sing. So,
well, you know, I sing to everybody I get a chance to. Well, it's their birthday.
I know that.
I'll call my sisters up and. When they answer, I'll sing happy birthday to them.
Oh, Chris Anderson, you are something. So now, here we are. This is the big Halloween weekend. Now, I always think you turn the corner on Halloween, and I know we've touched base a little bit about this, but you have had some of the most beautiful Christmas trees through the years, and you can't be far away from thinking about trees, are you?
Well, that was my next subject. The 13th will be up in Minnesota and Wisconsin, picking up trees, roping wreaths, all that stuff. Bring it back on the 14th, unload it, and go from there. Wow. I think we got, we have our 250 trees from the one place, and I think the other one's like 210 trees. And then we get a few from another place, and we're getting birch, and we're getting a lot of decorative items. My wife's going to be making porch planters, my wife just says, and Mary Rose, I got to get her in there too. They're going to have up made up porch planters. And I mean, they got like lotus pods and winterberry and twigs and birch and branches and pine cones and ribbons and all that kind of stuff.
And a partridge in a pear tree. That's you.
Yep. And my wife yesterday got a red light up nose for our deer.
Oh, Rudolph. Yeah, ready to go.
Well, we got to have Rudolph out there.
Well, you guys have more fun, too, with the holidays. And I know it's always fun to go shopping at Anderson's Market out on 19th Street in Mason City. But, you know, when you're around the holidays, you really have a good time with it. And your staff does a terrific time, has a terrific time with it. And
I don't know for sure what day. And if we're going to do it, is with Santa Claus. We've got a built-in Santa Claus out there. His name is Kenny. he lives to play Santa Claus.
Got a helper, do you? Yeah, that's always nice.
Well, Kenny retired after this year from working out there, but he's still going to play Santa Claus. He says, I can't get away from that.
Oh, he's a good helper. He's a good helper.
Yep. Yeah, he's been there with us through the thick and the thin.
Well, for heaven's sakes, here we are. We're just, you know, we're talking about all of this stuff. You've got Halloween going, and you got Christmas around the corner. In 2 weeks, you're going to have trees.
Yeah.
You got everything going on. Tell me a little bit about what else is inside the store before I let you go. We still have some squash left, or are we getting down on that?
We've got so many squash, we're getting squeezed. It's all a dollar a piece. Oops. They're not a dollar a pound, they're a dollar a piece.
Okay.
And there was some big butternuts out there the other day. I weighed one of them. It weighed 10 pounds.
For a dollar.
For a dollar. I mean, if you go to your local grocery store, which we go to ourselves, that they're like 84 cents a pound. So that'd be an $8.40 butternut squash you're getting for a dollar.
That's why we go shopping at Anderson's Market. See, for all those good things, fresh items, that's fantastic stuff.
And we got lots of tomatoes yet, too.
Good deal.
There's some boxes out there. You can get a whole 25-pound box of nice tomatoes for, I think it's $15. I may be mistaken.
Yeah, I bet you the restaurants love that kind of stuff. Come in and get a big box, too, don't they?
Yeah, we call them up and we deliver, but the ones that are there are going to be the last because the Mennonites auctions are closed up for the year.
All righty. Hey, how about the hours? When do you open at Anderson's Market in Mason City?
We open up at 10 and we close at 5, 7 days a week. Miss Katie, she's been the one being a person at the store. The other day she was a little late. The brakes went out on her car.
Oh, no. Everything well, okay?
Oh, yeah. I mean, they didn't go out. They just was grinding. Her husband had to redo the brakes.
Oh, boy.
They got that done last night out in our garage. Now we can get our car back in our garage.
Well, there you go. All these things that happen, and you just take care of them, and you just keep on moving forward.
Yep, and we still got the honey and the spreadable butter, and the candy, and this all kinds of honey stuff. There's bee pollen. Well, it's just potatoes. Had a lady take a 50-pound bag of potatoes for that was $30. I don't think you can find that anyplace else.
No, do you have those little red potatoes? Do you?
There's still some of them there.
Oh boy, I love those.
And we got corn salsa. I look at that. I don't eat salsa to begin with, and I'm almost tempted because I like corn. I've been around you too long. I'm kind of corny.
Yeah, you're kind of corny. Give it a whirl, Chris. give it a whirl. So, well, listen, I got to get running, but good to talk to you this morning. And hey, Michael, happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Michael. Happy birthday to you. Tell him I did that for him because I know he's still sleeping.
Oh, right? I will. And you should do it a little lower so we don't have to listen to that.
Happy birthday. Oh, not that guy.
Hey, have a great day.
I got to get going.
Bye.
See you later. That's Chris Anderson at Anderson's Market in Mason City on AM 1300 KGLO. Yeah, you too can stop in and wish him a happy birthday today. Why not? Do that.